Hi, this is the November 18, 2024 edition of Scholastic News for grades 5 and 6. I'm Chris Radio volunteer Karen Finnegan. On the front cover is a photo of kids playing flag football, and the headline reads, "The Rise of Flag Football. Flag football is more popular than ever. Will it replace tackle football?" Sports news. Is this the future of football? Flag football is one of the fastest growing sports for kids in the U.S. As you read, think about why might parents choose flag football over tackle for their kids. Words to know. Alternative, noun, another option or choice. Sustain, verb, to suffer or experience something unpleasant, such as an injury. It was late in the second half of the national championship game. All eyes were on 11-year-old quarterback Cora Hernandez. "I was really nervous," the sixth grader recalls. "Everybody's depending on you to make the right throw at the right time." Cora scanned the field for an open teammate. With a defender in her face, Cora fired a pass. The receiver caught it and sprinted into the end zone. Touchdown! No one even tried to tackle the receiver. That's because they were playing flag football, where tackling isn't allowed. Instead, players stop an opponent who has the ball by pulling flags off their waist. Cora is from Tampa, Florida, and plays for the Pirate Bay Crew. They won the 11U title at the National Football League, NFL, Flag Championships in Canton, Ohio, in July. Cora and her teammates are among the more than 2.4 million girls and boys under 17 who play flag football in leagues across the U.S. As flag football explodes in popularity, far more kids are playing that version of the sport than tackle football. What does this mean for football in America? Playing it safe. One reason many kids are playing flag football is that their parents see it as a safer alternative to tackle. A study by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention found that youth tackle football players take 15 times more hits to the head than flag players do. Each year, thousands of kids sustain head injuries called concussions while playing tackle football. Concussions are caused by hits to the head or jolts to the body that can shake the brain inside the skull. These injuries can be especially harmful to kids whose brains are still developing. Many medical experts suggest that kids hold off on playing tackle football until they are 14 or older. Richie Lenhart coaches both flag and tackle football in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. He says that when his 5-year-old son was ready to start playing football in 2019, his decision was clear. His son would start off on a flag team. "I instantly went from coach to overcautious dad because of his age," Lenhart says. "In tackle, you've got to be ready to get mean and nasty and deliver blows and hits." 9-year-old Zion Fielder is the quarterback on Lenhart's Pittsburgh elite flag team. He plays both flag and tackle football. "The injuries in tackle are worse," says Zion, though he thinks flag football is more challenging. "It can be really hard to grab that small flag," Zion explains. Raise the flag. Lenhart says flag football provides the perfect training ground for kids who want to move on to tackle when they get to high school. "Flag helps develop that tackle player and get them ready," he explains. "It's all about learning and becoming better athletes." Lenhart points out another advantage to flag football. The sport gets more girls on the field. 1 out of every 4 flag football players in the U.S. are female. "It's not a boy sport, it's not a girl sport," Lenhart says. "It's a kid sport." Flag football is also becoming more popular around the world. It will be an event at the 2028 Olympics in Los Angeles for both men and women. Cora says she can't wait. In the meantime, she loves watching her hometown NFL team, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. But she wouldn't want to play tackle football. She'll stick to flag, and thinks other kids should too. "They should start with flag when they're young," Cora says. "It teaches the basics without tackling. Flag football is football." About 250 teams competed in the NFL Flag Championships this year. Heads up. Concussions don't happen only during sports. They can happen to anyone at any time. Concussions can be hard to spot because they often have no visible signs, like blood or bruises. Sometimes symptoms don't show up until days after the injury occurs. If you experience any of these symptoms after a hit to the head, tell a trusted adult immediately. Headache, confusion, forgetfulness, dizziness, or trouble keeping your balance. nausea or vomiting, blurry or double vision, fogginess, or being bothered by light or noise. National news. Saving shelter pets. New York is the latest state to ban the sale of dogs and cats at pet shops. As you read, think about how might laws like the one in New York help animals in shelters. Words to know. Restrict, verb, to limit or control something. Confined, verb, kept within a small area. A new law could help shelter pets in New York find loving homes. Starting in December, pet stores in the state will no longer be allowed to sell dogs, cats, or rabbits. Instead, the law encourages pet shops to host adoption events with animal shelters. Seven other states, including California, Illinois, and Maryland, also have laws that restrict pet shops from selling certain animals. More than 475 towns and cities across the U.S. have similar laws, which are often meant to help more shelter pets find homes. There are not enough adoptions happening at shelters and rescues, says Lindsay Hamrick. She works at the Humane Society of the United States, an organization that's dedicated to protecting animals. Pet protection. The dogs and cats you see in pet shop windows are often raised by breeders who sell them to the stores. Many breeders take good care of the animals. But the new law is aimed at breeders who treat animals cruelly. They operate what are known as puppy or kitten mills. In mills, mother animals are confined to tiny, dirty cages. Puppies and kittens born in mills might not be given proper medical care. They often have serious health problems. Folks might not be aware that many animals at pet stores are coming from places they would not approve of, says Hamrick. She explains that laws like the one in New York can have two big benefits. When people rescue a dog from a local shelter, they're not only helping that animal, Hamrick says, they're also taking away business from a puppy mill. Crowded shelters. Animals end up in shelters for many reasons. Some were born on the streets. Others got lost or were abandoned or surrendered by their owners. Pet adoptions from shelters rose during the COVID-19 pandemic. Many people were home more often and had more time to spend with pets. About 1 in 5 U.S. households adopted a pet during this time, according to the American Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals. But animals aren't getting adopted as quickly as they were a couple of years ago. That has led to overcrowding at shelters, which have limited space. In 2023 alone, 6.5 million dogs and cats ended up in shelters and rescues in the U.S. Some pets spend months in the shelter before being adopted. Animals that remain in shelters for a long time may be put to sleep. Nearly 700,000 cats and dogs were put down in shelters last year. The New York law and others like it can play a large part in helping animals find a forever home. But in the end, Hamrick says, it's up to pet lovers to decide where their next furry friend comes from. Kids have so much power in helping their families select their next pet, says Hamrick. Here's a few facts. 3.2 million dogs ended up in animal shelters and rescues in the U.S. last year. 2.6 million cats and 2.2 million dogs were adopted from U.S. shelters and rescues in 2023. Roman to the rescue. Roman McCann has 8 dogs, 6 mixed breed pooches, and 2 shih tzus. Over the past 9 years, the dog lover has helped rescue more than 5,000 others. When Roman was 3, he found out that many shelter dogs that don't get adopted are put to sleep. "I just decided we should go fix that," says Ronan, who's now 13. For his 4th birthday, he asked for donations to his local shelter instead of presents. He raised more than $200. To help dogs at local shelters get adopted, Roman started making videos with them, which his mom posted on social media. In the videos, Roman described each dog's personality and why it would make a great pet. In December 2016, Roman's family started Project Freedom Ride. The organization transports dogs from overcrowded shelters in southern states to shelters up north with more space. Project Freedom Ride also matches dogs with owners. People from around the country submit applications hoping to find the right pet for them. Roman's family has also fostered more than 50 dogs over the years. That means they give the pups a temporary home while the animals wait to be adopted. Roman has no plans to stop his work anytime soon. It makes me feel really good to help these dogs get to where they were meant to be, he says. It's time for a parade. On November 28, more than 3.5 million people are expected to line the streets of New York City. They'll look up to see Spider-Man, SpongeBob SquarePants, and other popular characters floating overhead. The giant balloons will be the biggest attractions in the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. The Macy's department store put on its first parade in 1924 to try to boost sales around the holidays. Since then, the parade has been held every year except 1942, 1943, and 1944, when it was canceled because of World War II. Over the years, the giant balloons, colorful floats, and marching bands have made the parade a Thanksgiving tradition. But the parade looked a lot different 100 years ago. Back then, it featured live animals from a local zoo, including bears, elephants, camels, and monkeys. In 1927, Felix the Cat, a popular cartoon character at the time, became the first balloon to fly in the parade. This year, more than a dozen character balloons will soar above the 2.5-mile parade route. The night before the event, volunteers inflate the balloons with helium. They strap down the balloons with nets to keep them from flying away. Each year, new balloons are added and others are retired. Who will join the fun this year? By the numbers. About 50 million people are expected to watch the parade on TV and online. A Snoopy balloon has flown in the parade more than 40 times, the most of any character. Each giant balloon is guided by 80 to 100 handlers. And the parade includes about a dozen marching bands from across the country and about 25 floats. Debate it. Should you shop online? Americans spend a lot of money online, especially during the holiday season. Experts estimate that online shoppers will spend a record $240 billion on gifts and other items in November and December this year. Many people like the ease of online shopping, which takes just a few clicks on a computer or a smartphone. Items ordered from sites like Amazon can arrive within a day or two, or even on the same day. Since packages come to their doorstep, shoppers can avoid crowded stores. They also don't have to worry about stores being closed when they want to shop. But some people say online shopping can be bad for the environment. Shipping online orders requires boxing and other packaging, which adds to waste. And studies show that items bought online are 5 times more likely to be returned than items bought in stores. More returns means more fuel and being used for transportation. Also, the growth of online shopping is a big reason many stores have shut down. From 2020 to 2023, more than 24,000 stores closed in the U.S. Here's what two of our readers think. Ryan Kumar from California. He says, yes, online shopping is convenient. You can do it in a few minutes without having to leave your home. It also makes shopping easier for people who live in rural areas far from shops. Plus, it saves time for busy parents who have to work and manage their kids' activities. You have more choices online than you get in a store, and you often get better deals online, too. If you shop online, you avoid driving to the store, which is better for the environment. Rory Schmidt from New Jersey says no. Shopping online can have some bad consequences. You don't know the quality of items you buy online, and you may be disappointed when they arrive. Also, ordering online often requires a credit card. Someone could hack the website and steal your personal information. Plus, deliveries of online orders can get lost or delayed, which can be a problem. A few years ago, my mom ordered holiday cards online, but they didn't arrive until mid-January. On the last page of this issue, there's an infographic about Thanksgiving food. You might want to ask your parent, teacher, or guardian to help you with the questions related to it. There are also other questions related to the rest of the issue that you can ask for help with. That completes the November 18, 2024 edition of Scholastic News for grades 5 and 6. I'm Karen Finnegan. So long until next time.